Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, you're listening to Pain and Pendergast in the Morning. Sean asked me, hey, Seth, what'd you tease during that first segment? I was like, that would require professional at the helm. I teased whether or not you were going to be back.
All right, let's pay off. Let's pay off on the tease.
Yes,
I'm back.
Everybody,
I'm back. Yeah, technical issues out at the out at the yard. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I was all excited to do. I was going to do my top 40 radio voice for, if you weren't back. We're like, you're listening to Pain and Pendergast in the Morning.
Spinning the hits. Spinning the hits. Yeah, you sounded good. So I'm driving back from the stadium just now, and I'm listening, and I tune into Sports Radio 610. I'm like, I like the cut of this guy's jib. This Seth Payne. He's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was, luckily, the reason I started a YouTube channel was almost specifically so I'd get more comfortable doing solo
triage.
Stuff. If a situation arose as we just had. Did you get the law enforcement escort the way I had requested?
No, I was nervous. You know, the way that we come back here to the studio is going up Buffalo Speedway, where the law enforcement of which you speak are very vigilant about the speeds. I'm like, if I get...
It's a very ironically named and patrol street.
Yes.
They call it the Speedway, and it's one of the most aggressively enforced segments in Houston. Yeah.
So you know, with all due respect to everybody involved, I didn't drive the speed limit, but I drove at a speed where I wouldn't get a speeding ticket. I'm like, there's no way that on top of everything that's gone on this morning, I'm piling a speeding ticket on top of this stuff. No.
I've met some West U cops that I think, you know, there's enough listeners of Pain and Pendergast that I think they might have done you a solid.
They would have known
the deal. If you had resisted and not complied, especially if you'd gone full Karen on them. Oh, do you know who I am?
No.
Officer, I am feeling threatened.
Do you want to know why I'm heading up there right now? Put on Sports Radio 610. Listen. Yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah. I did. I had a good time. We talked about Joe Mixon's injury a little bit in
the first
segment. And I'm trying like hell to not be overly concerned about it. Listen, I freaked out about CJ Stroud's sore shoulder. Oh. I know. And it wasn't to try to be a shock jock or anything.
Yeah.
I was genuinely nervous about CJ Stroud's shoulder. And now with Joe Mixon in a walking boot, for a non-football injury, that was the only thing that bothered me the most about all of it. I hope it wasn't a jet ski or something like that. I hope it was while he was working out. But we're coming off of a season in which Joe Mixon required superhuman efforts at times just to get 1 or 2 yards or even get back to the line of scrimmage. So I think we, as a fan base, I think we've kind of forgotten that, oh yeah, running back is kind of a stock position these days, unless you've got a good one. But you don't need to have a three deep that you feel awesome about as long as you have offensive linemen who can block. So that's I remain nervous about whether or not the offensive line is going to be competent this year.
My big saving grace in the Joe Mixon thing, Seth, is he didn't practice at all last year either. And he was the offensive player of the week in week one. You know, like he did nothing in training camp last year because of whatever his, I forget what his injury was last year, but he didn't do anything in training camp last year. And then he runs for $160 on the Colts in week one. So I'm more worried about what the actual injury is than the fact that he's missing practice time right now.
Right. Yeah. If we didn't know anything about an injury and they were just holding Joe Mixon out, you'd say, well, that's what they do with running backs who are in their upper 20s these days, which being in the upper 20s, the running back is kind of like being a 55-year-old in real life. Sure, you can still do a lot of impressive stuff at work, but you got to be careful. You got to pace yourself, you know?
Yes.
You can't quite have the 2 bottles of wine per night that you did in your youth.
Oh, man. You're right. And in your 50s, that's what it gets like. That's a good conversion chart that you've got right there for that. Yeah, so mix it. But I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this more at 7 o'clock when we do some winners and losers from training camp. Huge opportunity for these young backs right now to get some rep. Like Jawar Jordan is getting more touches than anybody at camp right now, including Nick Chubb. Chubb's running with the ones, but Jawar Jordan is getting a ton of work right now.
Do you know, my biggest concern with Joe Mixon being out really is more the overall injury or availability situation during practice. Because this is, man, it really struck me as I was walking around this weekend thinking about stuff. I don't care how much they limit the practices or how rarely they're in pads anymore. It's just too long. It's so stupid. It's 6 weeks. They're just get your crap together and go out there and play some actual football. So you got to manage the reps and be sure that you're not taking guys like Nick Chubb and giving him more reps than he really should. I feel like with Nick Chubb, especially when he's in a new situation where he's going to be trying to prove himself, you know, and you might say, well, he's already done this, he's already done that. No, man, he's just kind of wired that way. Mm-hmm. The kind of guy that you probably have to force him not to take reps at times. And if you want to get the best out of him, you got to ramp him up very slowly. Damian Pierce and his injury situation, it's just there's you'd like to see this run game get going, but you also at the same time don't want any one running back to get too many reps for 6 straight weeks before camp begins.
Yep. So Payne and Pendergast, it is officially Payne and Pendergast now. I'm back in studio. We'll be back out there at training camp tomorrow once we get everything fixed today. How much of the Astros did you watch this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Michael Connor is not with another radio station.
He's
right
not.
Now,
no,
is
he's
he?
Not. Huh?
Okay, good.
He does talk about him. He does the podcast for I forget which podcast.
No. I know. I'm about to talk about his podcast. Gotcha. I just wanted to be sure I wasn't also cross promoting. So Michael Connor does the Locked On Astros podcast. At times he does post games for the Astros. So yesterday when I was out walking here in Eugene, Oregon, I listened to all his last 3 post games one by one all in a row.
That was a joy fest.
And it's a great listen just to get kind of the, you know, he has some really good opinions and observations, but it was, if you know Michael Connor,
he's salty.
The level of disgust.
Yeah, he's salty.
Over the I got to the point where I started the third podcast. The first podcast I listened to at normal speed, the second one at 1.5 speed, and then the third one at 2x speed because.
Oh, my God.
He was so disgusted that even at 2x speed, it almost sounded like normal pace because he was I don't know what the hell they're going to do. you got these guys out here. We're talking about trading for Suarez. Great. Oh, that really gets my juices flowing. Yeah, let's give up a top prospect for Suarez.
Yeah. That was a big, Chandler had a whole, he does like a notebook piece, but his lead was that they've been checking in on Eugenio Suarez with Arizona, who is, as Chandler pointed out, the total opposite of what this Astros team is about right now when it comes to how the game is. Horrible on defense, strikes out a ton, but hits bombs, hits dingers.
So they've been, since Yordan went out, you know, before this series, I don't know where they are now, but they'd actually been an above average offense. They were scoring 4.5 runs per game or whatever it was, which is a miracle unto itself. Mm-hmm. But even as we got wrapped up in the excitement of some of those win streaks, series win streaks and whatnot, you know in the back of your mind that it's not sustainable. And man, did it really hit. Oh, he just – the Nick Hertz having a record-setting performance – on Saturday, it's all a blur.
It was Friday. It was Friday.
That was Friday.
6 for 6, 4 bombs, 8 RBIs. It was funny the way I think it was Chandler's recap of the game, but the way he recapped it, he's like, yeah, in the first 3 at bats, Nick Kurtz was a triple away. After 3 at bats, he was a triple away from the cycle. But he couldn't hit a triple the rest of the day. All he did was hit 3 more home runs after that.
He must have been distraught over that.
If you're gonna miss a cycle, that's the way to do it. Keep hitting bombs.
I love that Chandler basically said, screw this, I'm doing a feature piece on Nick Hertz.
Yeah.
I love reading The Athletic and I love reading Chandler Rome. And it was just hilarious because sometimes when you go to The Athletic, they'll put any article that the Astros are mentioned in, they're going to put on your feed when you say that the Astros are your favorite team.
Yep.
And I saw the picture and the headline and assumed, oh, okay, this is an A's writer. So I'm like, no, Chandler. It was Chandler. They're like, nope, screw it. I'm going to do a feel-good piece on Nick Hertz and his godparents being at the game.
That's true. Yeah, his godparents live in the Woodlands. No, but you could make an argument that that is the greatest offensive game that's ever been put together in the history of baseball. Like he had 6 hits. He scored 6 runs, which has happened fewer than 10 times in the history of baseball. He scored 6 runs in a game. Hardly ever happens. Got 6 hits in a game. Probably happens a couple times a year, maybe. 4 home runs. That's only happened 20 times in the history. There's been fewer 4 home run games than there have been perfect games by pitchers in the history of baseball. Nick Kurtz is the only rookie to ever do 4 home runs in a game. And he tied the record for total bases in a game with Sean Green, who did it with the Dodgers in 2002. If you're going to go to an Astros game and the Astros are going to get their butts whooped, at least be at one where you watch some history get made. And if you were there on Friday, you watched history. That was an historic performance by Nick Kurtz on Friday.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's really, really good.
It was everybody was so grateful to have been able to watch it.
I can tell you.
Needed a little help from Cooper Hummel on it, but there you go.
The most depressing thing about Nick Kurtz, not the game on Friday, well, I guess in some ways the game on Friday because it dredged up all these stats, these benchmarks that he's hitting for a rookie. Like, he's got the second most extra base hits through the first 66 games of a career. Only Joe DiMaggio had more in 19, whatever it was. The most depressing thing is that when they put the lists up for most this and that by a rookie through X amount of games, you know who's right next to him in all these? Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
From Yordan's rookie year back in 2019. And that is depressing to see because we have not gotten that version of Yordan in like almost a calendar year now.
Yeah,
we need him.
This is where I am. This is where I am on the trade deadline. I think you have to look at the guys on your IL, the IL, as your trade acquisitions. Those guys coming back. At some point, can I get a Spencer Arrighetti instead of a Gusto? Mm-hmm. We're at the breaking point now with some of these guys who have admirably filled in and played above expectations. But at some point, yeah, you can't rely on
them. Seth,
and Brandon Walter gets injured. The one guy that you could have. Okay, look at this, man. The old Astros pitching car wash did it again.
Yeah.
And Brandon Walter is eyes injured.
He's injured. Elbow injury. Yeah. And he's saying things that make people feel better. Until the inflammation goes down, who the hell knows? You know, we've learned that the hard way.
Paredes' hamstring, lo and behold, hey, it's worse than we thought it was.
Right.
Oh,
right.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Oh, we never could have anticipated that.
Oh. It's a big week for Dana Brown. Because the team, it's not a good team right now, obviously. They just got swept by the A's and they got outscored 32-7. They're still four games up in the AL West. I mean, the chances of this team making the postseason. Making the postseason period is still a heavy favorite. Winning the division, I think Fangraphs has it at like 54%.
52%.
To 52%?
Yeah, 54%, let's say that.
Something like that.
Somewhere about.
A little over 50, so they're a little better than a coin toss. But yeah, they're going to start to get, knock on wood, they're going to start to get some of these guys back. Jeremy Pena swung a bat this weekend. I think I saw that, Seth. I know, huh?
That's one of the important steps on your way back to playing in a Major League Baseball
game. It is.
Game.
Also, yeah, it's right there with playing catch. Yeah, wake me up when he plays catch. I like hearing that. That's my favorite report.
My favorite report is always hitting off a tee.
Yay,
he's a 6-year-old.
Good job, you're in kindergarten. Yeah. Way to go.
Not a particularly precocious 6-year-old.
No,
still a 6-year-old.
No. But as far as the trade deadline goes, the rumors swirling around. We mentioned Suarez of the Astros, according to Chandler Rome. According to sources he has, they've been checking in on Suarez with Arizona. He's among the – I haven't looked at the stats lately. When the Astros were playing them a week ago, he was third in home runs in all of Major League Baseball. So they're sniffing around on him. He brought up the names Will Castro and Brandon Lowe from Minnesota and Tampa Bay, respectively. Jeff Passan of ESPN says the best fit would be Cedric Mullins from Baltimore, who, you know, apparently Baltimore is probably going to be doing a lot of fire sale stuff this week. Mullins is one of a handful of guys, including Charlie Morton, who are in contract years right now. So these would all be rentals.
Yeah.
You'd be giving something up just to have a guy for a few months, unless you decide to make an offer or keep him around, you know.
I know that last year, look, we were all skeptical, or many of us were very skeptical, of the Kikuchi trade. Mm-hmm. And for one, Kikuchi hadn't been pitching all that great. He got here and ended up being awesome. But you also gave up prospects. And now that we've seen exactly how much some of those prospects can help, I mean, we've been seeing it for years and years and years now. But it's just the pipeline is not what she once was. And you've got all of these guys on the IL that would be huge boosts to a team that right now, if they can just play at a 500 clip for the next couple of weeks,
yeah.
I don't care about playing down to the opponent, up to the opponent. It's going to be random. It's going to be dumb luck. You sweep the Diamondbacks, then you get swept by the A's. You're going to get a lot of that. You're not going to be able to predict from one series to the next over the next couple of weeks whether they look like a double-A team or a major league team.
Nationals in town tonight for a three-game set. And then they got a couple Red Sox series coming up in the next 2 weeks and a Yankees series. So, yeah, getting any of these guys back would be a big help, especially in that starting rotation for sure. All right, we're off and running on a Monday. I'm back in studio today. We're getting the technical issues fixed out at Texans training camp, and we'll be back out there. I would imagine we'll be back out there tomorrow for training camp. We'll get to some headlines coming up next, including headlines from camp and also the Astros. A big Astros headline off the field happened over the weekend as well that we will get to. We'll do all that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.